I am the ultimate. I am majesty. Crypto decentralized. I am currency. I am the Tesla for electricity. I am a mobile. I'm mining frequency. I am the whole.
Okay.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Intune Instruments. We have a very, very special episode of the Intune Instrument podcast today. We have my friend out in Nigeria, Jamie Victor Gogo.
Gogo.
All right. Okay. Let me tell you a little bit about Jamie. I actually met him literally a couple of weeks before I started nomading, back in 2018. He hit me up on social media and told me that he was a videographer. And at that time, I had a lot of things going on in my life. I was going through like this crazy spiritual awakening. And he didn't know all this. And it ended up with me like selling everything I owned and just getting in a car and nomading around the country with a couple of people with me. He actually also saw when I got to the Ozarks, and I was kind of, I like to say I was delivered there, but a lot of people would say I was left there with no vehicle. And it was very cool because he's all the way in Nigeria, was offering, trying to figure out how he could help me. Hey, I can see your situation. How can I help you? And I'm just like, yo, this guy is such a good heart. I mean, we've been friends ever since. And he is also the one who surprised me with this edited version of one of my songs for a music video, Cosmic Rain Dance. And I was just like, whoa, this is amazing. So this is my guest today, Jamie Victor Gogo. He has such a big heart, and he's so creative, and he's doing so many big things. Thank you so much for being on the show today, man. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm all right. Thanks for having me. It's such a pleasure and an honor to be here with you, to be on a podcast with you live. And you know, everything that has happened between me and you, it's always been, you know, exciting for me. You know, doing those videos was like, I was doing something new. Like, you know, for a very long while, I kind of stepped away from what I was doing, and I was moving around also. It was like, pretty much same thing going on, but you know, on my own side. So I've been away, and I've been looking for something worthwhile to engage myself on. And then, you know, you can buy with this song. And you know, when I heard the song, I felt the energy, I felt the high vibe. And unlike listening to stuff that, you know, you can tell being conscious that, yeah, what I'm listening to ain't really cool. Like, you get, like, you could, like, it's like a healing music. It's like a healing music. And, you know, you've been a source of encouragement, inspiration, and a whole lot of stuff to me. Like, remember the time I told you that I had no tools? Right now, I like to do stuff, but I have no tools. And you were like, yo, it's not really about the tools. It's about what you see, like what your eye sees, okay? And that reminded me, like, yo, it's about the vision. It's not really about what I got. Like, so, you know, I did that with the phone. Like the shots I had from my own side, I did it with the phone, and you know, the whole thing just came together. And you know, I really appreciate the journey and where we are right now.
Yes, yes, yes. Let me just tell you, your eye is amazing. So yes, it is. So never, ever, ever doubt that. You're such an amazingly magical creative being. I'm so happy that you're in my sphere of influence. So thank you so much for that. I don't know how much you could tell how much it moved me that you made that music video, and how you made it. And then also the other thing that's really interesting was like how you pieced, because after you sent me what you sent me, I was like, yo, can you do the whole video? And I just sent you like my YouTube that's like all the footage from me traveling. And like the pieces that you picked to put in certain spots, it was actually, some of them was actually footage that I had thought, oh, this would actually look good with that, this part of the song. And you had put the exact same thing there. And I'm just like, that's awesome. Well, that's synchronistic right there.
It's really great when the pieces comes together like that. You just know that, yo, it's on point. Everything is on point, you know. Like when you send those footages, and I was seeing the footages, I was mind blown already before getting into the video. I had to go through the videos over and over, like get into the videos and listen to the song, and you know, get into the lyrics of the song and try to use those footages I had to try to paint the picture, like explain the song. Yeah.
You did an amazing job. And then with that, that actually features the village of Bassini. It's in Bayelsa State.
Bayelsa State, Bassini. Yes. Near the Negroa local government.
yes. And when the music video, when we released it, we also let everyone know about the project that you started there, Mercy Seat. Tell everybody about Mercy Seat and what that is.
Well, I'll start with the vision of Mercy Seat. Mercy Seat is how to produce food, make food abundantly cheap for the society, you know, and nationwide across the globe. And we are reducing toiling of old men and women by having them stay at home and have all their farms cultivated. We have young people that are willing, and they are energetic, and they can work, right? So we have in our system, we have in machines, and we are bringing these young people to handle these machines, and the food we produce are going to be sold at cheaper rate, and the money we make from selling those food is going to be used to pay these people who are operating these machines and sustain the company, sustain Mercy Seat. Right, so we already have unemployed people. Like in Nigeria right now, if you look at the situation in Nigeria, food is very expensive. Everything is, the price of everything is going up right now. And the poor, like people, our main target, people we're trying to get at, we're trying to help, people at the grassroots who can really afford food. These times, they are going through a lot because food is highly expensive and they can afford so much food. So what we're doing is bring these young people to use these machines and get food out at very cheap rate to help people who can't afford food.
Okay. Yeah, that's a very, very noble mission to get food out there to the people who are in need. And then I also remember there was you actually already have some land that you have started growing food on, right?
Yes, and we got acres. We got lots of land that I can't even mention because I don't have the measurement of all the lands we got. But you know, we're starting in Bisseni, and in Bisseni right now the floods are already coming up, so we can't farm this season. We gotta wait for the flood to come and leave before we'll be able to do anything. But we have lands, and we did a demonstration farm that we started with sweet potato and some other crops. Yeah, we did that. Immediately we received the first set of machines we received from
Human Charity Coins. Human Charity, yeah, from Human Charity. Immediately we received that, we went ahead to start a demonstration farm.
Nice, nice, nice. So basically, and then this was like that really got my attention. Where you were telling me that, you know, there's so much land, but without the machinery, it's really hard to actually work that land before yes. the floods come.
Yes.
And at, like, how long do the floods last?
About 2 months, 2-3 months or thereabout. Every year is pretty much not the same. Sometimes it comes earlier, sometimes it stays longer. You can't really tell, but 2-3 months thereabout.
All right, cool. So yeah. So having that is just like you know the specific time that you have to farm, and seeing all this land that you can't even farm because you don't have the tools. That has to be super, super frustrating. And so I know, like, with Trinity Media Stream to Rebuild. We put together for Cosmic Rain Dance, you know, all of us, we put together this like campaign to just get this out in front of people. And that's where Human Charity Coin came in. After that campaign, like, they contacted me and they were just like, "Hey, what are you doing, you know, in Nigeria?" And I told them what was happening and they were just like, "Oh, you know what? We're going to go help." And I think, wasn't it like within a week of them, within a week or two of them coming forward, we had the first machine arriving?
Yeah. It was about within 2 weeks.
Yeah, within 2 weeks. And that's amazing. So shout out to Human Charity Coin for helping. But there's still a lot more that needs, because right now we have a tiller. Has there been more equipment and things that have come through, or we still need a lot of equipment?
We still do. Mm-hmm. We still do. Yeah. A matter of fact, we're trying to get started with a single, with something, and that's cassava. We want to produce gari, which is locally consumed, like, which is one of the most locally consumed products. So if we can have lots of gari to be able to start with, to supply the people with, that would be awesome. So we got a power tiller already and a weed whacker. So if we could get a fryer and a crusher, a dryer, and you know, the complete set of those set of tools to process cassava, you know, that's what we're asking for right now. Immediate need, because the floods are coming up pretty soon. And this is the best time to actually get those stuff, because the previous farm season that just passed, which they're going to harvest their crops pretty soon because the floods are going to get to the farms. And right now, we'll mostly be needing cassava processing tools to be able to process the ones we planted during the previous farm season.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Let's say if anybody is listening to this and they're like, you know what, we want to reach out, we want to help. Either they want to donate money or they actually have tools that they want to donate. How would they get in touch with you?
We got an Instagram. We got an email. And we got a WhatsApp. Yeah.
Awesome. So what we'll actually do on this episode, if you're listening to this, if you look in the description, I'm going to get all that information from Jamie, and I will put all of the links in the description of this episode, so you could just click on it and you could check out the Instagram. You can also WhatsApp Jamie if you have some questions. Jamie, are you cool with going over, which you probably actually have already done this, but are you cool with like putting together a list of all of the tools that you need, that you know you need. That now I know there's probably some that you just don't even know you need yet. And others might already understand what it is that you need. But yeah. Put together all of the tools that you know you need with the pricing, and then maybe we can put a link in the description of this podcast also of that list. That way, if anyone's listening and they're like, yo, you know what? I have a bunch of tools, but I don't know if they need it. They can actually look at that list and see, and then they can contact you.
Awesome. Awesome. You know, we don't want to make the pricing what we need too much. We don't want to make it too hard on whoever's donating. That's the reason we had to just cut everything down to processing just cassava at the moment. But there's a whole lot more we definitely need, you know, because we need to like have a warehouse and probably have a truck to be able to move our equipment around and take people to farm and all of that. But for now, well, we'll make a list. Probably a video of all the tools we're going to be needing and maybe share a link, like you said.
Sounds good. That's perfect for me. Now we're about coming to the end of the episode. Is there anything else that you would like to share with those who are listening?
Well, I just want to say, whoever is supporting, whoever is helping, well, we may not be helping you back directly, but you can be sure that your help is going around to society. You're reaching out to billions and you're making lives better, all right? We're just middle, we're just being here, connecting people who are in their need of help somewhere, who have no voice to speak out. We're just being the voice for these people. And whatever you contribute towards this project is really going to go a long way and create joyous and exciting moments for a lot of people out here.
Yes. And if people, let's say that they're interested in getting in touch with you for your videography and editing and your creative skills, how would they do that?
Well, I'm also on Instagram with that, and that's Lenslaw Studios. And I also have an email for that. lenslawstudios@gmail.com, and Messy Seat and Lenslaw Studios are the same phone numbers, so I could share that also.
Awesome. Yeah, give me those and I will go ahead and put those in the description. I appreciate you so much for jumping on the call. I know it is like midnight there now. So
yeah.
Thanks so much for lending your energy to the Intune Instrument Podcast. I appreciate it. Everyone listening, this was another amazing podcast. Make sure if you want to support the show, go to theintuneinstrument.com. There's a new single. There's merch. So check it out. And be sure to tune in next week. We have another great episode. I'll talk to y'all then.
Thank you again for tuning into the show. If you're interested in supporting the show, be sure to meander on over to shop.theintuneinstrument.com and check out the merch store. You want my latest single? Well, guess what? You can get it at shop.theintuneinstrument.com. You want to represent that you're an in-tune instrument in your city? shop.theintuneinstrument.com and grab a shirt. You get the message. Go to shop.theintuneinstrument.com and rep this show.